Good morning, everybody. Can you guys hear me okay? All right. Good morning. Good morning, kids. There's lots of room up here, and I really love kids. I got four girls, so don't be shy. I don't bite. And you'll have to forgive me if I can't remember all of your names, but we're going to sing some this morning off these hymn sheets, and there's some real nice ones on the back, so who would like to be first? Rachel. Okay, number one. That's okay if you pick on the front two. Number one. My dad had this painted on the back of our camper when I was a kid. Number one.
Almost persuaded.
To be next. Yes, sir.
Number 38.
Thank you. Okay, number 38.
I know not why God wonders
Oh.
lots more room up here, kids, so don't be scared. Yes, sir.
Number six.
All right, you know, I think so we can have more songs, let's sing the first and the last verses. Is that okay with you? Okay. So now let's sing together number six. God in mercy sends his Son to the world. It's a girl's turn. Marianne.
Number one.
Okay. We already sang number one. How about one off the back page?
44.
44? Okay. Into a tent. That's a good one. This one reminds me of the gospel tent. Where's Reg? It reminds you of the gospel tent, doesn't it? We used to sing this hundreds and maybe thousands of times. Into a tent, number 44. Into a
tent where I can see my way. Thank you.
25. Okay, we'll sing the first and the last verse. Is that okay, Alex? All right, number 25.
Life at best is very brief,
like the falling of a leaf, like the finding of a ship in time. Living paper belly fast, that the night will soon be carried, and the little mind behind, be in time.
Give it to a girl? What would you like? Okay, you want number 3? What did you want?
Number 18.
18 and then, well, we can do 2 more. We'll do number 3. That sounds good. And we'll sing the first and the last one of verse of number 3. And then you wanted number 18, right? Okay. We already sang that one, didn't we? You sing 18? God in mercy sent us. Oh, different one. Same theme, though. We'll do 3, and then we'll do 18. And after that, I'm going to ask about the memory verse. So let's do the first and last verse of number 3. My hope Mr. Mullen was my Sunday school teacher. Remember that, Derek? And Derek took us fishing, trout fishing, at a place called Wild Cove Pond. And to get there, he had to walk through what we call the Newfoundland Bog. And I got off the trail. It wasn't very long. I was up to my waist in mud. And Derek had to come and pull me out of the mud. Sinking sand. But, kids, the Lord Jesus is a rock. And when our feet are when our souls are trusting by faith in the Lord Jesus, we're on the rock. And there's no sinking in that, is there, Bob? None. Okay, now we're going to sing number 18. We'll sing the first and last of this one, too. Number 18. God loved the world so tenderly. Seats down for a while. Sir, we all know this book that I have in my hand. It's the precious Word of God. Before we open it, let's just bow our heads together and ask for the Lord's help, shall we? Our loving God and Father, we thank Thee this morning for all of Thy love and grace and mercy to us. We thank Thee, Father, especially for sending Thy Son, the Lord Jesus, into this world to be our Savior. We thank Thee, Lord Jesus, for going to the cross and laying down Thy life so that our sins could be washed away in Thy blood. And now, Lord, we ask for help this morning. We ask that You would bless each of these boys and girls and that they would know and love Thee, Lord Jesus, as their Savior. We ask for help this morning in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay. Did anybody happen to memorize last week's verse? It's kind of a... good. I better make sure that I know what it is. All right. When do you guys want to say it? Would you like to say it? Would you like to say it for everybody?
Yeah.
Okay. Talk right into this.
Luke 8:17. Nothing is secret that shall not be made manifest, neither anything hid that shall not be known. Luke 8:17.
Well done. Excellent. Would you like to do it?
Yeah.
Yes?
Luke 8:17. Nothing is secret that shall not be made manifest, neither anything hid that shall not be known. Luke 8:17.
Well done. Thank you, boys. Anybody else like to try it? That's okay, because we have a limited amount of time anyway. So nothing is secret that shall not be made manifest. You know, when I was a kid once, my dad told us there were some rules, and Reg and I thought, well, as long as he didn't know about it, it wouldn't matter. So we set up a station in our attic to do something secret, but it was really disobedience. And in the course of that project, a light bulb was installed. It happened to be touching the rafters of the attic. And before long, the smoke began to roll, and the secret was out. And we got in big trouble. That wasn't right. But you know, the Lord knows everything. And it says, the eyes of the Lord are in every place, beholding the evil and the good. So we can't hide from God. Then it also says, he who formed the eye. And who is that? Alex, who formed the eye? The Lord, God did. He who formed the eye, shall he not see? He does, doesn't he? He does. Well, I have something here with me. What is this right here, kids? What's this, Simon? Don't know? What do you think, Marianne? What's this? Nope, it's not a phone. Cameron, what is it? Nope, it's not an iPod. What do you think it is? It's a GPS. Is that what you were going to say?
Yeah.
It is. Now, why do I have this in my pocket? What do you think?
So you know where to go.
So I know where to go? Yeah. Do you think that this thing could... Do you think if I had this in my pocket, I could get lost?
No.
No? You know, I believed that too for a while. So I travel some, and... I work in agriculture, so I'm usually off the main drag. And I noticed when I was in Wisconsin that the road names, not only don't they have names, they're just letters like X, Y, Z. But every time you change townships, they change the name. So they would say, well, I want you to go to A2-4. But in between that, it was about six other names. So I decided I needed to have this. And before I talk about this, one other thing. You think this is a good guide? What do you think? Will this guide us to where we want to go? Alex, is this a good guide?
Sometimes.
Okay, does any of you kids have your Bibles with you? Hey, somebody want to read a verse in Jeremiah chapter 3 for me? I love this verse. And if you don't have this underlined in your Bible, I suggest that it would be a good thing to do. Okay, Jeremiah chapter 3. And if you could read verse 4 for me, could you do that?
Wilt thou not from this time cry unto me, my Father? Thou art the guide of my youth.
Thank you. Wilt thou not cry unto me at this time, my Father? Thou art the guide of my youth. You know, when you're young, you need a guide, don't you? But when you're older, you need a guide even more. I found out. Am finding out. And what a good desire, what a good thing to ask the Lord. Wilt thou not cry unto me from this time, my Father, thou art the guide of my youth. You know, the Lord has a plan, a path for your life. The Lord has a desire for your life that you would be fruitful, that you would know Him. And boys and girls, does it ever seem like you wish you could be older? You ever think that? Yeah? I used to think that. And now that I'm older, I wish that I could be young again. And I am sort of young. But I remember when I was 6 or 7, 5, 4, I wanted to be old again. You know, the Lord wants to bless your life. He wants to be the guide of your life. Did you know that, Simon? That the Lord has a plan for you? He does. He wants to be your guide. You know, many years ago now, at a conference like this, a brother named Cam Wilkin was preaching the gospel. And you know what happened that night? I think that was 6 or 7. You know what happened that night, Rachel? The Lord spoke to my heart. Probably some in this room that were probably in that gospel meeting in Sackville, New Brunswick. The Lord spoke to my heart, and I got saved at a conference just like this. And you know, the Lord has been my guide since that day. That's probably been 30 some years ago now. Can't remember exactly how old I was. So, to you moms and dads too, I know it's a lot of work to bring your kids to a conference, but do it. I met the Savior at a conference like this. And if you asked my mother the night of that conference, she probably would have thought, oh, I can't wait to get home. But it was worth it. Now, let's go back to this guide. You know, last year we went to Lawrenceville Conference, and I mentioned to you guys that I work in farming, and I like tractors, and I like land and barns. I don't really like being on the freeway. So I knew that this little thing here, in our family she's called Matilda, because of the little voice. That if I knew very well how to get from the hotel to the conference on the freeway, but it was springtime and I wanted to see, I don't know if Sam Buchanan's in here or not, I wanted to see tractors and stuff, big stuff. Maybe that's just the boy that I am. So I told my wife, well, if we just go off this other way, Matilda will recalculate and we'll get there just fine. So on we went. It was good. We went by tractors and we went by barns and fields, and after a while the road started to get a little bit narrower. But Matilda said, you're still on the right path. So my wife wasn't quite so sure, but I was. I was sure. You know, the way seems right. And it tells us in the Word of God, there is a way that seemeth right to a man or a woman or a boy or girl, but the end thereof are the ways of death. It seems right, though. Actually, the path that I'm on right now, it seems right. But you know what, kids? This is our guide. This is our guide. The Word of God. So we carried on, and I followed Matilda. And pretty soon the road went from 2 lanes to 1 lane. But I was used to that, because I am always on agricultural pathways. But I knew I had to get across the river, and pretty soon we came out to the Wabash Cannonball Bridge. Everybody heard of that? Okay, well, that bridge is about the width of this aisleway, and last spring the rivers were flooded, And there's a little short wooden rail, and just railway ties and two wooden planks down the middle. But it didn't say not to go. And Matilda said, this is the right way. So we did. Yeah. I looked over the side of the bridge, and the river was muddy, and it was wide, and it was swollen. And I told the kids that I halfway expect to see an alligator pop up here in a minute. Well, we got to the other side, and then we were in St. Francisville, which I knew was on the way to the meeting room, to the conference. So I thought, well, this is great. And then we had to stop and pay a $1 toll to a guy in a little shack. But I thought, well, that was fun. So up the hill into St. Francisville we went. And then it was blacktop again, and I thought, well, that worked out fine. And then we went down the hill on the other side of St. Francisville, and the road turned into dirt again, which didn't bother me, because the way seemed right, didn't it, always? And my guide said, yep, you're right on the money. And after a while, the road turned into an irrigation pivot track. But the GPS said, it will continue past this, and then you'll come up by the Allendale Elementary Center. And I was sure that that road would go through, so on I went. And presently we came to a mud puddle about from here to those tables over there are bigger. And Beck said, stop and turn around. And I said, no, this has to go through. So we went. And after that, there was a big tree that had fallen across the track. And you would think that I would stop and turn around, but I didn't. And then we came down to the Wabash River, and it was really muddy, and I began to get very concerned that we were there for the rest of the day. Because we came to a cul-de-sac, and a big bunch of bushes, and the GPS said, go straight. And there was no way to go straight. The guide was wrong. How could that be? The way seemed right, though. But it was wrong. And I turned my wife's van around with, I put the hammer down because I told her, if we get stuck now, we're walking. And we went back up the hill to St. Francisville, and the whole time, Matilda said, do a U-turn at the next available opportunity. But I knew that Matilda was no good.
Matilda.
This little guidance system is Matilda.
My dad has one of those.
Does he trust it?
Yes.
You know, I found out afterwards that Matilda was half right and I was half wrong. But anyway, we got out of there. We got up to the water tower in St. Francisville, and then I said, now what are we going to do? Because I don't know any other way. And this was I was relying totally on this, and now I'm lost. And so we stopped the lady that was walking her dog, and she probably looked at our van and thought, what in the world have you people been doing? But she kindly told us how to get to the conference, and remarkably, we weren't even late. Which is remarkable for our family. But anyway, do you think I learned my lesson from that? I didn't. I was so sure that it had to be the Lawrenceville roads that were bad, and not Matilda, that I decided to trust her on the way home, too. And pretty soon we were in central Indiana at another cul-de-sac someplace else. And my wife said, give me that. But the way seems right, kids. It seemed right, but it wasn't right. And I realized afterwards I had it set for the shortest distance and not the best route. And it was an unpassable seasonal road. It seemed right. You know, kids, the Lord Jesus wants to be your guide. The Lord said in John chapter 15, I am the way. What does that mean? One of the ways? What do you think? Is there, you think there's many ways to get to heaven?
No.
No, one. So the Lord said, I am the way. That's a really reliable guide, isn't it? I am the way. That's the Lord Jesus speaking. Turn over to Psalm 16 with me. The very precious psalm. In fact, even though this has nothing to do with the guide, I would just mention, kids, the very first verse of this psalm says this, preserve me, O God, for in Thee do I put my trust. Can I suggest, kids, that that would be a good thing to start your day with? That prayer. Preserve me, O God, for in Thee do I put my trust. But I was thinking of the last verse. It says, Thou wilt show me the path of life. Thou wilt show me the path of life. You think the Lord is interested in your life? What do you think, Cameron? You think the Lord is interested in... How old are you, Cameron?
Nine.
You think the Lord cares about what nine-year-old kids care about? Yeah. You know, the Lord Jesus was 9 months. You know that? That's pretty neat to think about, isn't it? Alex, how old are you?
Almost nine.
You think the Lord cares about things that Alex cares about? The Lord is interested in your life. The Lord wants to bless your life, and He'll show you the path of life. All through your life, from the tiniest kid to the oldest person in this room, the Lord wants to show us the path of life. Not only the path of life to get to heaven, which is important, vital, to know that your feet are on that pathway of faith, on the narrow road that leadeth to life. That's what we had in the gospel meeting last night. Enter in at the straight gate. And can't quote it exactly. Well, looking it up, and we're running out of time, but it's essential, kids. The Lord wants to have your heart and to put your feet in the pathway of faith and service for Him. And the Lord will show you. And you know, when you get older, there are other decisions that come before you, like, what should I choose to do for my work? And when you get older, maybe who should I get married to, or where should I live, or any number of things. And the Lord cares about that, and He'll show you the path of life. Turn over to Psalm 119. And this is a well-known verse, verse 105. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Thy word is. This word of God right here. Young people, boys and girls, the Lord will show you in this book, the word of God, the lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Isn't that lovely to think that the Lord has that? Isn't that beautiful to think of that? One more in Proverbs chapter 3. This is a well-known verse to many of us too. Proverbs chapter 3 and verse 6. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He will leave it up to you to find your own way home. Is that what it says? Is that what it says? No. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy paths. Who could be more reliable than the Savior to direct your path? It'd be nice to be able to say to the Lord, show me, Lord. And he does. He does do that. It's right here in his word. And you kids, I know some of you are maybe not up to the age where you're reading well yet, but develop a habit of opening God's word when you're young, because it's worth it. This is the guide. This is not going to set you on the wrong path. This is the guide. For many years, when I was a young person, I went to the Belisellis camp. And here's Mrs. Belisellis. And one of the things that was done there, every night we spent 15 minutes with the Word of God. Open. And it's a habit, boys and girls, that you will never regret. This is the guide right here. This is the guide. And now, we're out of time, almost. But I want to just emphasize one other thing with you kids. And that is, the Lord wants to have your feet in the path of life. We had in the gospel meeting last night, the Lord Jesus went to the cross and he gave up his life. There he is, kids, hanging on the cross. God's beloved Son. There he is. And you know who he was thinking about? You know who he was thinking about when he was hanging there? Who? No? I think he was thinking about you. You believe that? There he is, the Son of God, the Lord Jesus, hanging on the cross. And Simon, he was thinking about you. He was thinking about me. And each one in this room. And the Lord Jesus says, open your heart. His blood was shed for you. And young people, boys and girls, the most important decision that you're ever going to make is to say yes to the Lord Jesus and to open your heart to him and put your feet in the path of life, real life, eternal life. It's worth it. Maybe to close, I don't think this song is in our sheets, but we probably know it. Let's sing together, At the Heart's Door, the Savior's Waiting. We do that together? Okay, here we go. At the heart's door, the Savior's waiting. At the heart's door, lock it in. Can't you hear him gently knocking? Open your door and let him in. You sing that again? Bow our heads in prayer. Our loving God and Father, we thank thee for being our guide. We thank thee for thy word. We thank thee for giving the Lord Jesus to go to the cross for us. Lord, thou knowest the purposes that you have for each one of these young boys and girls. Oh, Father, we pray that their hearts would be open to respond and their lives would be fruitful and useful in bringing honor and glory to thee, Lord Jesus. Our hearts give thanks this morning. We pray that thou wouldst bless thy word. And we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.